when he was doing the presidential campaign, and then he literally said in the campaign about how he wanted to abort his child.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, Espy, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Welcome back to Nobody You Know. Today we have an episode full of news. Like, we're going all over the place. So please bear with us and hopefully you enjoy. Let's start.
Episode 7. We're all here.
We're ready.
Let's dive into it. Mm-hmm. It's juicy.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's start with a very, very famous family. You might know them. They have a big title. They're across the pond.
Here across we go. The, pond.
The royal family. Go figure. Their son, Andrew, Prince Andrew. Well, maybe we shouldn't call him Prince Andrew anymore.
Is he a prince still?
Is he still a prince?
Big question mark.
Alrighty. He is under fire. He's been under fire for a long time. And they've finally cut his duties and cut his titles and cut everything, mm-hmm. everything. Let's dive into this. Why now?
Yes, like, why did it took so long?
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Well,
if you
supposedly
guys
Prince Andrew is Queen Elizabeth's favorite child, which
he's
I mean,
the baby.
That might be people speculating, but I don't know. Maybe at one point she actually like said that. I don't know. But it's been the feeling that mm-hmm. the rest of the world has had about her feelings for Prince Andrew, and so I think she just kept hoping, you know, all of the scandal would go away.
Yes, is Andrew the second one?
I think so, yeah. I think he's the, maybe we should look it up, but I think he is the second son.
The second son of her.
But someone check that. One of us is
trying. Are you going to do it?
Yeah. To me, it's like, since that picture came out with the whole Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell, mm-hmm. how you don't, you know, like, you are who you hang out with.
Right.
And if he's there with a picture with that little girl, come on.
I mean, I don't want to defend it, but it's at that point, it was circumstantial evidence, which isn't enough to like prosecute someone of a crime. And I think in that photo, the girl, I mean, she's 17, which that is underage, but I don't know how much she like looked like a child. And like his arm is around her, but it's not like she's sitting on his lap and like licking his face or something. But again.
No, totally. But yeah. To me, it's just, if you know what the thing is mm-hmm. with Jeffrey Epstein, and
yeah.
mm-hmm. it's like, come on.
Yeah.
He is the third child and the second son.
Okay.
Okay.
I think, like, also, they were waiting to see what was going to happen with Ghislaine Maxwell's trial and then go from there. And then I'm sure at that point, like, her advisors were like, you gotta strip this guy of his titles and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you put him next to them, that means the whole royal family is corrupted mm-hmm. just by that. Like,
that family has had, I mean, I don't know, they're very sus people. I don't know what it is with them. we're obsessed with them, but I don't know. I mean, we have Princess Diana. There's just so much to unlock there. I mean, mm-hmm. they've always had something that has just been weird.
Shady.
It's super shady.
But then again, what royal family and what famous family doesn't have their, you know, their problems and mm-hmm. issues? Mm-hmm. They just happen to be under a microscope. But mm-hmm. that family, I don't know what it is.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I think it is interesting that it took them this long to strip him of his titles and his duties, but it didn't seem to take them that long to do it with Harry and Meghan, because I think it's the mm-hmm. same mm-hmm. process of
yes.
taking away. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of rumor about whether she stripped them of the titles, et cetera, or if they gave them up.
Right.
And so putting right. that at the same level of Prince Andrew and what he's being accused of, mm-hmm. he hasn't been charged yet, but, like, the level seems drastically different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. rape and sexual assault of a minor versus somebody who marries somebody that you don't want them to
marry. Yeah, like,
it's exactly. Like, what?
Because of race.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So yeah. That does look really bad.
It looks pretty damn bad.
It right, looks yeah. bad. But I right. think maybe in their minds, they thought, okay, if we do this sooner, it's us admitting that we think that he is like a pedophile rapist.
Pedophile.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think they were just kind of hoping they could brush it under the royal carpet. Mm-hmm. But,
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of Harry and Meghan, they, please correct me if I'm wrong, they've recently took a visit to the UK, and having to provide their own security, which is very, again, why? Why? Because it doesn't take away the fact that he is still the son of mm-hmm. Prince Charles. Like, that mm-hmm. does not take mm-hmm. away the fact just because yes. they stepped away from the spotlight. Does not mean it just
if
it
anything it made
anything.
Him more famous
right
like because he's I don't know what other word to use he's like the black sheep of the family or the mm-hmm. rebel
right
and mm-hmm. so I feel like people are even more intrigued with his life and his wife and mm-hmm. his
exactly,
children
exactly.
and I think mm-hmm. it wasn't all of them who went I think it was just Prince Harry but mm-hmm. even he felt like his security was compromised mm-hmm. and like he's used to how
right
like people are so fascinated by his life in the UK versus the United States.
Right.
And so I think what he's hoping for is, like, when the Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee happens, mm-hmm. he wants to bring Meghan and his son and daughter,
right.
but he feels like he can't do that unless they have some security
yes.
provided.
Yeah, yes. provided, yeah.
yeah.
Well, hopefully that gets all sorted out and mm-hmm. all figured out because at the end of the day, we've discussed about this. Yeah. They're still a royal family. Mm-hmm. They are still part of that, of the monarchy. Yes. And
mm-hmm. yeah.
I think I was reading that she was going to provide it, the queen,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but I think she just needs to be able to get out of the scandal, you know? So
right.
I think that's why they are like, okay, we're going to provide it.
Got
right.
it.
I don't know if
got
it was
right.
willingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
the thing I was reading somewhere that's interesting is that I thought at first it was about money. And I was like, dude, Harry, you can probably afford it. Because, like, yeah. I read somewhere that they spend, like, $11,000 just watering their garden in California. And I was
oh
like, okay,
God.
Kid's not poor, right?
Yeah.
He's got money.
Yes.
But then in the article, it was saying that he actually, like, offered to pay for it himself. And they're the ones who are, like, saying something about how he can't get, or like there's
what?
Been some
that's
sort of
weird.
Hold up.
Yeah,
and
that
I was
is
like,
weird. That is shady.
I was like, so if it's not about money, then like, why don't you just let him
pay
have it?
Because
right.
yeah.
like,
yeah,
I think
know.
He doesn't want to make the taxpayers feel like they have to be the ones to pay for the security.
For his security.
And so he offered to pay for it himself. So to me, I'm like, what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the hold up?
I mean, it's kind of crazy we still have royalty.
Mm-hmm. that's insane.
That's mm-hmm. weird. Because, I yeah. mean, it'd be an honor to meet the royal family, but at the same time, I'm an American. Like, I wasn't raised with this royal, you know, family and the royal duties. Like, to me, that it doesn't really mean anything. Like, it's just like,
it does.
it's yeah. nice, it's cute, and it's great to read about it and know about it. But at the same time, it's like, what do they do? What do they do at the end of the
I
day?
I feel like we have our own form of royalty. It just doesn't have a name. I mean, that can tie us into the next topic. Like, the Kardashians, they're practically, like,
they're royalty.
They're, like, a royal
they
family.
American
no,
royalty.
They're, like, L.A. royalty.
Mm, they're
right,
ratchet.
Calabasas royalty.
Calabasas.
To be more specific.
And, yeah. I mean, nobody,
ratchet
like,
royalty.
It's not like
right.
they...
It's like, what do they do?
Yeah.
There you
so
go.
It just okay. happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still don't get how they became so famous. I mean, it wasn't just because of the TV show or?
No, their dad,
oh, well,
Caitlyn, now, right? Was.
I mean, he was an Olympian, right?
Right.
He was an Olympian, gold medal. But no, their biological father, Rob Kardashian,
right.
was an attorney. In the state of California, and was O.J. Simpson's.
Oh,
O.J.
Simpson, yeah.
That's really it.
And the fact he got him out of that crime
right.
is, like,
yeah.
world
I mean, that's, yeah,
renowned
that's how we,
famousness mm-hmm. right there.
That's how we really knew about the Kardashian name, but in reality, it's Kim.
Kim, yeah,
Kim K.
Yes,
yep.
She started this whole thing.
But
yep.
I think it was her mom who sort of propelled everything into action. Like, she
her mom,
heard,
her mom is
she
her
heard
mom,
that,
she's
like,
the mastermind.
The
yeah.
television network was, like, looking for a family to, like, do a reality
mm-hmm.
show on.
Oh.
And she like begged the network to like do it on her family.
Right.
And that's like what
she
got her like family. And then also like Kim did have a lot to do with it. I think she knew exactly who to hang out with to be seen.
Right.
I think that she from a young age, she knew she wanted to be famous. And she was like, who do I got to be friends with? Paris. Got it.
Right.
Who do I have to date? Kanye. Got it. Right. It's like,
Yeah.
No, it's a mixture of all of it.
All of that. I think
it's a very well orchestrated success.
They've been preparing their entire lives for it, to be quite honest with you.
For sure.
They really made reality TV what it is today. But speaking of them, recently over the weekend, Stormy and Chicago had a joint birthday party. this is a little. Kim's daughter.
Kim's third child.
Okay, I know I'm going to get some hate from this, but why? Why would you name your kid Chicago?
Chicago. Yeah.
You know, I think of the Chicago deep dish pizza in Chicago airport.
I just think of the city, it's all good.
No, literally same.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah. So this joint birthday party is a bit weird just because Stormy's birthday is in February. People are speculating that maybe Kylie is going to labor.
It's due.
In February. So maybe that's why they just did this now. But the real news is that Kanye West, the father of Chicago, was not invited to this birthday party. Why?
But apparently, it's because he had like work in Miami. He's like filming something for like music, and so apparently that's why. But
anyways, he did end up going to the birthday party.
He did.
Of course, he did.
He did. Speaking of Kanye, his new name. Ye. I don't know if people call him by. I don't know if he even does. Do people call him that? Do people approach him with that name?
Is it a real change name? Like he actually did it legally, or is just
his artistic name? You know, I don't know. I mean, to this day, I feel like people still associate him with Kanye West.
Yeah.
Is it know his brand, Jeezy? Like like that's why. I guess.
But anyways. Netflix came out that he's coming out with this trilogy, this three-part documentary series of his life that it's been in the works for the past like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
My question is Kanye really crazy or is he really ahead of the game? Does he know how to play his cards?
I mean, he has all the money for a reason.
Right.
I personally feel like he's losing it a little.
A little.
I think he's artistically losing it. And when I say that, I don't mean like he's not artistic. What I'm saying is like it's less noticeable because he's doing it through his talent of what he's really good at.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he has a God complex. Like this whole like Jesus,
1,000%, yes.
Like what was his album? His lyrics are like I'm God, I'm Jesus,
right,
whatever.
Right.
I don't like that personally, but right. I feel like he thinks. Quite literally, that he's like God's gift to the world, and to me, I don't really find that amazing. But that's just me.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's a good way to put it. That's a good way. I didn't think of it like that, but now you got me really thinking about all his projects, his music, what he does outside. It makes sense. That does make sense. I can see why you see it like that. Kanye West, he's an interesting person. I don't know. I think he just. Being in this industry for the past 20 years, we've seen him when in his beginnings of his album, like his music, like that's what he's known for. And so being with the Kardashians, it really has escalated, I think, his personality maybe.
Or like just wanting to put a magnifying glass on everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's also a little weird to make a movie about your life when you're still pretty young. Like that's something you do when you're an older person and you're had this huge legacy.
Maybe
when people make movies about documentaries about their life, usually it's someone else doing it.
That's what I'm saying. He's been ahead of the game.
It's weird to do yourself. It's a little bit like pat myself on the back. Yeah. I'm amazing. I've reached my peak. Like I wouldn't want to be 40 and doing a movie about my life yet.
Yeah.
I would be like, it's already over. Like
right.
I wanted to wait till I'm like 80 or 90. But
I wonder what they're gonna show. Are they gonna show his personal life, his mother, his like the family, his presidential campaign. Like, what are they going to show? What are they going to show? All his sides, all his creativity. What are they going to show? Yeah. That's the interesting part to this three-part series.
We'll see February 16th.
February 16th.
Yeah. So it's pretty soon.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's in a month from today.
Is it on Netflix?
Netflix. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see what we see. Yes, it'll be interesting.
That is pretty weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It is. The fact that he's been doing this for the past, like I said, 20 years. Yeah.
It's like at least with Michael Jordan, they waited for him to retire before they started making like documentaries about his life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like it's just weird. Like I think if it was like about a very specific
topic,
like even the thing with Cristiano Ronaldo's wife making that.
Sorry, Georgina.
I can't wait.
That looks really cool, and it seems to just be about like
how she became who she is now,
or like
about her. Like,
but it's not like look this at is my life. Legacy in my life. But maybe his isn't like that. I mean, I haven't seen it.
I think
I started getting rubbed the wrong way. sounds so bad. Rubbed the wrong way when he was doing the presidential
campaign,
and then he literally said in the campaign about how he wanted to abort his child. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, you can't come back from that. You can't. Mm-mm. I mean, after that, I was like, I was like, he's just.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like, there are things that you shouldn't say.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not. No. Of course not.
And I think that was the end of the marriage right there.
That's when that started.
Anyway, speaking of Kanye and marriage and family,
Kim.
Kim. What's up with Kim?
Well, right now she is being sued with Floyd Mayweather because they are in this scandal of how, you know, right now the crypto space and all of these things, the Web3 and everything, is pretty new. So it's pretty easy to manipulate people. Mm-hmm. And also, they are pretty big celebrities. Like, if she posts a picture of a underwear, she's going to sell millions in seconds.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So they are using that power to scam people. Mm-hmm. So what happened is they promoted this crypto coin, cryptocurrency, that was called Ethereum Max. Ethereum is the second largest coin in the crypto space. Mm-hmm. And they put the Ethereum Max name. So making it related to it, even though it has nothing to do with it.
Wow.
Isn't just that alone like
that's illegal.
Right.
But they are not the creators of the coin, if I'm correct. Okay. But they promote it.
Okay.
So they were like, if you guys buy this thing or something, like, you know, we making you think that you were going to be rich.
Right.
So what happened was Floyd Mayweather had his fight with Paul Logan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? And in the fight, they also make it, the Ethereum Max was a way for you to pay to watch the fight as well. Okay. So, you know, like they make all these things to make it look like a legit coin, like a legit thing that was going to have a project or.
Wow.
It's, And what happened next? The coin reaches peak and then it has dumped down to 98%.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
98%.
Wow.
Out of
what? I mean.
It's like if you go from zero, you go to 98, and then it drops back.
Wow. Oh, okay.
And they had a huge amount of all those coins. So when do they sold?
It
was at 98.
And it's not like they need more money.
So right now they're being sued for doing this.
Good. Yeah. I feel like they should get sued.
It is. Because it's so scandalous. It's like, why are you scamming all these people?
Right.
Why are you putting the name or something that is not related?
Right.
Why are you...
And then they give crypto... That's why I think people are hesitant about crypto stuff. Because there are a lot of scammy things happening with it.
It's a lot of scammy.
It just gives it a bad name.
Absolutely.
A huge bad name. Yeah. The same thing with the NFTs and people who are just making projects and saying, making a website, making all these things, and then, yes, we're going to make a video game. We're going to make this. We're going to the metaverse.
Right.
Then the next thing you do is people buy into it. Mm-hmm. They make $2 million in 10 minutes, and they are like, bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy. They need to put some more like laws and stuff in place to protect
people. And that's why people sometimes don't understand that regulation actually is good, because it's protecting you. And that's what we need. Yeah. We need to regulate coins. We need to regulate who can make a coin. Because right now it was something like 2,000 coins per day are being created.
Oh, wow.
So that means
1%
of the coin are actually legit.
Wow.
So he's like, you know.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's
insane.
Crazy. Insane. Wow, we hope that comes to light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll let you know what happened with the suit.
Yes. Speaking of the latest news, it's all over TikTok. It's all over everywhere. And I want to know what's going on really bad. Euphoria. Everyone keeps talking about this. Yes. Season two. People,
HBO,
I mean, it's
Max.
On. It's on. It's all over. Like I said, TikTok, people talk about it. Did you see the latest episode? And this and the other. And
yeah.
I personally have never watched the show, but now I really want to. I want to know what this whole glitter is about. I want to know what these characters do. I really want to know. I saw a glimpse of the first episode of this brand new season, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I
does
should
it
really
look
into
this. Like, does it look hardcore?
Yes. Sex, drugs, a whole nine yards. Yeah. But it looks good. It looks hella good. Yes. I really want to get into it, guys. So we'll let you know. Maybe that's the next thing we'll talk about. Maybe
yes,
we'll like binge watch
sure.
it.
We
and we'll
we
let you know
to.
Our thoughts about it.
The first time I knew about Euphoria was I did a video about Rosalía and Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they did a song for the first season.
Oh.
And I was like, I was so confused when I saw the song and when I was talking about it because I was like, what is this? Like,
right.
I didn't get
the
music
reference.
Video.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then when people commented, they were like, oh, this is about this TV show. But I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this TV show.
Got it.
Yeah.
And I follow this amazing director. He's one of the best, like, the colors he pulled out. Like, he's an amazing director and I follow him. I was mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Okay.
And then he posted some stories talking about, he was like, wow, like, this show really brought it.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
He says something like, this is the perfect example of when somebody tells the director or the creator, like, do whatever you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, no restrictions on, mm-hmm. like, you have to do this. Because usually that's what happens with movies and anything. It's mm-hmm. like, you depend on whatever the guy who's paying for it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So he was saying, like, this is the perfect example that the creator got to do what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. That's so right. That's why there's so much talk about this show because
yeah.
the just the way it's directed, the colors, the everything about this show, really they hype it up for a reason. And mm-hmm. it's go figure.
I wonder if it's like an artistic Gossip Girl or something.
We'll find out.
Or like even like an like a American version of Elite or something.
That's what
it,
my
it
mind
about, like high school.
Okay.
It's about high school.
Yeah.
And that's
I
what
mean,
my mind went to immediately. I said, oh, this could be something like it, but I don't know. I think we
definitely have to watch
it. We're like 3 years behind, but we have to watch it.
We'll let you guys
yes.
know.
We
yeah.
have
definitely.
To watch it now. That's like the latest thing, and I want to know everything about it. So
if you know something about it, please comment
yes.
and let
yes.
us know.
Yes.
Let us know.
Let us know your personal thoughts. If you're a fan of the show, if you're not, let us know. Let us know.
As you see, all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the next topic that we got?
The next topic.
Was it Bob Saget?
Yes.
Or were we not going to talk
yeah,
about that?
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about it. I mean, I don't know much about it, so I will let you guys.
Sure. Well, Bob Saget, over the weekend, had his funeral, and everyone was in attendance.
Yeah.
Even the Olsen twins.
Oh, they went?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They did.
Good,
they did
good.
Go.
Yeah.
They did
I'm glad
go.
They showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's America's TV dad.
Oh.
We
yeah.
all grew up watching him.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. 65.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very young.
Young.
Very young,
yeah.
but it's like a part of our childhood went away
mm-hmm.
with him,
mm-hmm.
too. Yeah, everyone was in attendance.
I think what was, like, the uplifting side of a really sad thing was, like, how... It seems like he really touched a lot of people.
He did.
Like,
definitely.
In like
he
a
did.
Full, like,
he's
a diverse, like, and when I say diverse, I mean, he just had like a lot of friends in different types of fields of professions. He, like, obviously, all famous people, but like,
yeah.
John Mayer,
mm-hmm.
and then like, who's the comedian? Dave Chappelle,
yeah.
and like, mm-hmm. you know, just like all of these. Obviously all the people from Full House, but like
mm-hmm,
everyone
yeah.
had such beautiful and amazing things to say about him.
Right.
And it just goes to show you like how like he touched so many people's lives
even
in like
Davidson.
A really like yeah, like
oh,
in
yeah.
a really positive way. So it seems like he was just like kind of a lot like the character he played in Full House.
Exactly.
Like he really was this amazing like dad almost to like all of these people.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
Exactly. He's the epiphany of being like the awesome girl dad that, I mean, honestly, he just was a very liked human being. And that's an amazing way to be remembered. Mm-hmm. Not just from his work, but as a person, he was very well liked. Mm-hmm. And that is something so beautiful that's amazing, especially in the Hollywood industry, to be known for that as a decent human being, a loyal, just honest human being. That was beautiful. That's really beautiful about him.
I thought that was like a positive way to talk about a sad thing.
Yes, it's still know what he died for.
No,
right.
I feel like keep interrupting.
No,
they said that he. Like, it takes a couple weeks to do an autopsy, but, like, they don't suspect foul play. My guess, it was probably, like, a heart attack, probably, or something, but they don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
Mm. So sad.
It's really sad. Speaking of another celebrity, Betty White's birthday is this week. It's today, actually, when we're filming this.
Yes.
So, happy birthday to the late Betty White. Would have been 100 years old today.
Crazy.
100 years old.
I mean, what a life. What a life. Can you imagine living up to 100 years old? What would you do? No. What would you say? What would your advice be on life? Like, what would you do with that much time
under
your belt?
Also, seeing so many changes and how fast it changed.
Mm-hmm. Every decade.
Every
decade that woman lived. You know. I mean, from the 40s to the 50s. I mean, every decade, she's seen it all. Mm-hmm. She's seen it all. Yes. Isn't that spectacular?
It's a little whippersnapper, though. Like, I mean, I liked it how she always just, you know, because she did go through all these decades. It seemed kind of like she went with the times, like she was on SNL. She was, hanging out with the kids. Like, and I think that's what kept her young and why she lived to be so long.
Yes. She was a jokester. She had a great personality. And like you said, she was up with the times. Like, and maybe even ahead of the times, because she was even asked questions even back in the day about issues today. And her responses were like right on. Like, she was really with the times. Mm-hmm. Like, she was accepting of everybody. Again, was just is remembered as a very bright, funny, loving human being, and that's amazing. That's why we all love her. Yep. I mean, we all will miss her because she really left a great impact in the industry and worldwide.
Worldwide. Yes. Happy birthday, Betty!
To our golden girl.
Yes.
All right. Do we have anything else that we want to talk about?
I think we did it.
All right. So that was a great episode. Hope you guys enjoy that we went a little bit all over the place. Oh, actually, we're missing one thing.
Oh, what?
That happened this year. No, that happened 2 days ago.
Okay.
What? The volcano.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The underwater volcano, guys.
Because we got an episode with the volcano.
Did y'all see that?
Pretty crazy, right? It's this volcano underwater close to, is it called Tonga?
Tonga, yeah.
Yes. Right? I think it's in between two islands, and the volcano is pretty damn big. I think the volcano is around, I'm going to say 12 miles. I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but I think and it erupted. I think it's one of the biggest eruption in 40 years, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. The images from the sky, from the satellites.
It's crazy.
Has it caused like any awfulness?
As of now, they don't know how hard. They know that the air and the water in the islands is pretty bad right now. Mm-hmm. So they are hoping China and a couple countries have said that they are ready to just fly as soon as the conditions let it happen.
Okay. So I know some surfers were planning on this big event, and they hit the waves immediately. They're like, we're not messing out
with
this.
Yeah, there's people that like are surfing.
Yeah, some surfers, like, they went out there, and they crushed it.
I wonder if it like makes the water like...
I think they probably knew that the waves around where they were not going to be like... They were going to be big, but they were not going to be extremely dangerous.
Right.
The waves were, I mean, it was so powerful that you could, on the West Coast, we all reside in the West Coast, we got alerts that the West Coast, we were going to get somewhat impacted.
Warning.
Yeah. And so you would see video footage of, especially in San Diego, California.
Yeah, like the waves were.
They were like up to the pier. Yeah. And you would see, and it was insane. Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. Like, wow, Mother Nature, it's. She has a mind of its own, and we have to respect her. But the water, huge respect for the water. I have a huge respect for the water.
Yep.
If it's one thing, it, that tsunami, oh my goodness. Yes. We just hope that everybody is safe and there was no catastrophes or damage there.
Only two people die in Peru.
As
of now, that is registered. I think it's because probably they didn't know and they didn't get the alert.
The
repercussion of that such a big thing happening.
Right.
I mean, the waves, I think, in the West Coast were around, I think, how do you say, a person. I think I saw it on this.
Like as tall as a person, you mean?
Yes, a little bit taller. I think it was in Japan, it was two meters.
Okay.
And here it was like a meter.
Okay.
Something
like
that.
I know feet.
That's what I think I saw it in different scale. Yeah. That's what I don't want to say around because I know you guys do inches and feet and all of that.
Tall enough
I'm so
to be
confused.
Scary.
Yes. Yes. In Japan, we're a little bit bigger.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. It's crazy. It's insane. Wow.
So crazy.
So be careful out there, everyone.
Yes.
And watch out for those waves.
For sure.
Yes. We have to be alert. I mean, right now the war is a little scary. It's not to be depressing,
but
we don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 years.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
So we got to take care of our planet.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm.
No gesture is too small. Even though if you think so.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you see trash in the streets and you are like, oh, it's a little piece of trash. Like, it's fine. But, you know, doing that little thing of just picking that trash.
Yeah.
It helps.
Right.
Because maybe somebody else is going to watch and going to be like, wow, that person picked that up for no reason. So maybe that creates conscious. And that's what we need. We need to create conscious between all of us. Because if we don't do it, nobody's going to do it. It's kind of like what they say. If you don't do it for yourself, nobody's going to do it for you.
Right.
Of course. It's the least that we can do for our future generations. Mm-hmm. So we can have an earth to live in.
Right. We can have a life.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now how it is the final.
Thanks for joining us, guys. As always, check up our podcast on Apple, Amazon, Google,
Spotify.
We got it. We're on everything.
YouTube channel.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Tell your friends to listen.
It's great. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, again, you name it, we got it. We're on everywhere. Don't be shy. Hit us a hello. We love that.
Thank you for listening or watching.
And until next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at @nobodyyouknow_podcast. See you next time.